medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for personal care. If you have or you suspect you might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of this radio show or their sponsors.
Welcome to Britt's Got Your Number. I happen to be here with Britt. What are the odds of me being here in the same room when the show's supposed to start? Am I being weird?
You're being weird.
You're looking at me like I just had two horns grow out of my head. We have a really good show tonight.
We have a great show.
We're going to start off interview-wise with Rick. Now, we'll tell you who Rick is when we talk to Rick, but let me put it this way. Britt did something that would shock you, actually, with Rick. I'll go there a little later, but you did something that I don't know one man that can do that.
Interesting.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So what have you been doing this week with this vacation? What's up with it?
Just hanging around, really.
Mm-hmm. Well, but the kids are off.
The kids mm-hmm. are off, but I work as opposed to going to school. So that means I don't have a vacation. So what I'm doing with it is I'm hanging out with you.
Well, the whole week it's upside down. We didn't do yoga this week.
Yeah. What was going on?
I went to Saratoga and did readings yesterday.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so I did them in a coffee shop. They invited me. They said, would you come and do numerology readings at the coffee shop?
Okay, why not?
So it was 70 degrees yesterday.
Gorgeous.
And today it's snowing.
Right.
But anyway, so I'm running to the coffee shop and I set up. Mm-hmm. And this woman sat down and she insulted me for charging for the readings.
Wait a minute. She sat down.
Yeah, for a reading.
At your table.
Mm-hmm.
Where there is more than likely a sign or something saying?
No, we were just talking.
Okay.
And, you know, so, how long do you want? And, oh, do you charge? So then she insulted me, and then she went up to the counter where she ordered her triple latte, whatever, drink.
So she'd pay $8 for a coffee.
Right.
But if you're going to tell me my future, it better be free.
Right, exactly.
Wow.
And so then she ate her thing, and she, you know, had her coffee. And then she finished and she insulted me on the way out the door. And you know what's interesting about that?
Tell me.
People like, you know, a free reading, right?
Mm-hmm, sure.
A free this, a free that. But you know, unless there's some kind of barter or exchange,
yeah,
it's meaningless.
It's true. It's actually really, really mm-hmm. true. There has to be a give and a take to it.
There really does. There has to be an energy exchange. It has to be current.
Right.
In order for it to be beneficial for the person.
Right.
So when I do readings, like over the phone, I just tell the smallest amount.
Mm-hmm.
So people can't really say, oh, I had a numerology reading. No, you didn't. You had a couple of little things just to give you an idea of how wonderful it is and how accurate it is.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
When you do a reading, it can be very in-depth.
Oh, yeah.
And it can involve...
Mm-hmm.
Who's not necessarily who's the perfect person for you, but the kind of person based on numbers that you should be with. So if somebody calls and they have their numbers and somebody who they're interested in, you can do a little compatibility chart based on numbers.
Definitely. And also too, you look at, like in the news right now, we had two extremes happening simultaneously. We have the Olympics.
Yeah.
And then we have that terrible shooting in Florida.
Which wiped the Olympics off the front page.
Well, the interesting part about it is when you look at it, like I was looking at the extreme emotion, obviously, you're looking at such tragedy all the way around. And every way that you could possibly imagine the pain and the suffering from the families and everybody involved in the community. Then you're looking at the Olympics. And as I was watching, I said, mm-hmm. there's no way that the birth date, the real birth date of the Olympics wouldn't have something to do with the number that wants to elevate and lift the whole world.
So what was it?
Sure enough, I did it, and it was. Right.
It was a number that...
that elevates the whole world. It's that type of number.
Wow.
And that's its path number of the Olympics. And I wasn't surprised for a second, because as I was watching it, I said, that has to be its true path. Mm-hmm. In other words, the birth date has this information underneath it. And then I was looking at the birth date of that Cruz. I can't think of his first
Victor,
name.
Victor, the kid mm-hmm. who murdered all those people.
Right.
I
did his chart. And so you say, well, is there a bad number or a good number?
Right.
No, it's information and potential. And when you look at his chart, you can see the potential in two areas. Not saying that somebody with that birthday is going to do some, you know, awful, right? But when you look at a couple of pieces, if the numbers were having like the worst hair day in the world, mm-hmm. and then the person had a lot of trauma and abuse, whatever.
Right.
There's two things. One, he could be incredibly meddlesome, troublemaker, withdrawn.
He was.
To the extreme.
Yep.
And then you have another piece where he could be extremely volatile and highly reactive.
And you got that from...
Yep.
From his numbers.
Correct.
Based on his birthday.
Yeah. And you know what the really scary part, or you want to say not scary,
but... Pretty much all of it.
Well, the number 17 were his 17 people he...
It was, yeah, that's the number that died at his hand. Kids.
Correct.
Yeah.
That number appeared in different areas in his chart.
Wow.
And I thought...
That's almost creepy.
Yeah, it is a little bit, you know? It's like... I don't know. I didn't even know if I wanted to go there, but
sure.
I'm the type of person that I like to say everything about this. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, then the next second you look at the Olympics and every, you know, around the world hugging each other and singing because the Olympics opening ceremony is so important and such a tradition. And again, its path number is all about sound and energy and sound wave. So it's really two extremes in the news.
I mean, one of the things to come out of that tragedy, and then we can move on to something more fun, is seeing all of those kids together voicing their thoughts about gun violence and the availability of guns, whether you agree with it or disagree with
yep.
it.
Mm-hmm.
To see kids get motivated and active behind mm-hmm. something they believe in, because this generation of kids tends to be looked at as being underachievers. They're not like we were in the 70s when we were, you know, protesting this and protesting that. We don't usually see that at a kids today. So I think that, you know, our thoughts and our prayers, of course, go out to them. But kudos to those kids for standing up for what they believe. Now, coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to talk to Rick, who is a personal trainer. He does this pretty amazing thing called 20 and 20, right?
Yeah, it's 20 and 20.
Mm-hmm. And it's, we'll get into more detail with him, but Brittany has been with him for a little while now, and she comes.
A year and a half.
Yeah, she calls me one day and goes, guess what I did? And I couldn't believe it. So we're going to get into that coming up in just a little bit as well.
And then we have a wonderful psychic coming up too, Dan Logan.
Yep.
He's amazing. I mean, I have had every kind of reading you could possibly imagine, and he's definitely one of the most accurate ever.
And also, we want to talk about what about me and what about Britt would shock you based on our personalities.
Well, I can say it about your numbers. There's something about you that would really shock people.
What would that be?
That you like to...
No. Oh, no, don't do that.
Yes!
No, don't do that. I asked you never to do that, never to tell anybody.
Bob,
come on.
It's okay. Bob likes to watch the TV show Say Yes to the Dress.
I am going to kill you. Do you know if any of my friends hear that? You have any idea how I'm going to be ridden?
Well, you know what I try to do? I try to look at your point of view. Say yes to the dress. And what it really is you're a hopeless romantic.
I am.
And that is in your numbers.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
I did once... I'm not going to tell the story. I had a wedding dress on once during my radio career. Yes, I did.
Okay, I believe it.
It was just a little silly stunt. Okay, mm-hmm. So that would shock you about me.
Yeah.
Britt's thing is she leg pressed almost 600 pounds the other day.
It's true.
Do you have any idea how hard that is? 600 pounds. Her legs are they're like the trunks of a tree.
Hardly. You know what's funnier? I did it in fry boots and a dress.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah. You're listening to Britt's Got Your Number. We got a break coming back with Rick, a personal trainer who actually has a program where all you've got to do is go once 20 minutes a week and you will get in shape.
And he's also very spiritual.
We'll talk to Rick next.
Quit the job.
Say what?
Quit the job.
No, no.
Quit the job.
They got nice buns now.
Quit the job.
I'm making good dough.
Quit the job. Quit the job.
I can't play on Friday.
Quit the job.
You see, we're getting late.
I'm Britt, and I'm the queen of numbers. My readings are insightful, accurate, and spot on. My website is brittsgotyournumber.com. Get a hold of me for a truly life-changing reading.
You can say anything that you like. You can try to be.
You're listening to Britt's Got Your Number. I'm Wolf, your co-host.
And I'm Britt.
Have I earned the co-host position?
And I've got your number,
yes,
bud.
Yes, you do. Coming up.
Hey, Rick.
He does have my number. We have Rick Berman on the line. Yeah. Let me give him a proper introduction.
Oh, definitely.
Rick Berman is an ACE, or is that ACE?
ACE.
Oh, thank you. Certified personal trainer.
I think.
He's the founder and owner of Studio 2020 Fitness, 30 years of consulting experience. And Britt told me, Rick, when she started to go with you, that she only has to come once a week and work out for 20 minutes.
And that's it.
And that's it. Is that right? Is that how this works, Rick?
20 minutes of slow motion, high intensity training is all your body needs.
So is the focus on weight loss, muscle building, what, or both?
Weight loss is a byproduct. Of exercise and proper diet, especially proper diet combined with exercise. But what we focus on is building lean muscle, which is really the foundation of fitness and health. When you build lean muscle, it promotes cardiovascular fitness, it increases your bone density, it increases your, helps to lift your mood. It does a lot of things for you. But it's all about starting with building lean muscle.
Rick, you know, if you continue to have Britt leg press 500 or 600 pounds, her legs are going to look like pieces of, you know, they're going to be like a trunk of a tree.
No, not really, because we're building lean muscle. So she's not going to look like the Incredible Hulk. No.
Oh, I love it. I feel so energized after I see you, and I look forward to it all week.
She does.
Mm-hmm. Ah, fantastic. Fantastic.
And
thank you.
Really done so much good for me as far as I came to see you because of these injuries. I mean, you know, I've been doing so much yoga. I was teaching thousands and thousands of classes, and I had all kinds of repetitive injury. And your method seemed to really help in such a significant way that some of these injuries that were really problematic, they just vanished.
Yes, and that happens a lot. You know, this program was originally developed during an osteoporosis study to help women with brittle bones to build bone density. So they were working very slowly and very carefully to do that, working around injuries. But as you build muscle, it protects the body. It keeps the joints aligned properly, and it helps to repair injuries by increasing the blood flow. You're getting the blood into areas where there hasn't been circulation before, and that heals everything. So,
wow, that's incredible.
Well, you know, one of the real things that struck me about your program is, I mean, I've joined gyms about 14,000 times. And of course, I've gone twice and then never went back.
Mm-hmm.
God knows how much money I've spent on gym memberships. And I remember one time I joined Gold's Gym, and the trainer, the first time I was there, she goes, "I want you to run up and down the stairs." I'm like, "I paid you for that?"
I saw a video.
Yeah.
Of that.
Oh, no.
Right. Well, people ask me why I don't have treadmills. And I say, you don't need to pay somebody to watch you walk or run on a treadmill. You know,
right.
That's not. Right.
That's true.
Rick, mm-hmm. Do you remember what was the first thing that I asked you when I met you? Because I do.
No, I don't.
I asked you your birthday so I would know your numbers. And I had a big smile on my face because two of your numbers are the same as my numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And because I understand myself and I understand the potential in that particular combination, not only did I know that you would be a very good teacher for me, but I knew that you were the type of person that you would notice everything. So you wouldn't let me re-injure myself or hurt myself because you have this wonderful presence about you and you're very observant where you're working. You know, when we work together, I feel like I have 100% of your attention.
Mm-hmm. And that's true. You know, the environment we're in, there's no distraction. It's just me and you. There's no music. There's no mirrors. There's nothing going on. So we can both focus exactly on what's in front of us. Me making sure you're safe and productive, and you making sure you're pushing yourself to your absolute limit. And it's a great recipe for success.
The one thing I used to hate is mirrors in the gym. I know that people like to pose and they like to do that, but I would see myself, and all I would see is that, you know, I have two chins. I have a tire around my waist. I don't want to see the mirror. So I'd work out on the equipment that was not facing the mirror, which is silly if you think about it. But Rick,
where are you located? I mean, I know where you are, but why don't you tell everybody exactly where you're located?
Sure. I'm on Computer Drive East. It's 14 Computer Drive East in Albany. It's right off of Wolf Road. Really easy to get to. I've been there since June. I moved there just at the end of June from another facility, and it's been wonderful to be there. Yeah.
Rick, give out your phone number in case people want to get in touch with you.
Sure. It's 518-487-4482.
Now, I want to ask you, it doesn't seem like you do any aerobics per se. So how do people who want to shed a few pounds fit into the style of what you do?
Okay. Well, again, weight loss is about 80% what you eat. 20% of it is exercise. The whole aerobic thing is kind of misunderstood. Aerobic conditioning is to increase your aerobic capacity if you want to run or sprint or play a sport. That's fine. What people are interested in is cardiovascular fitness. Is my heart healthy? Am I pumping blood to my organs, to my brain? Is all of that working? The body doesn't know the difference between walking on a treadmill or running and lifting weights. Cardiovascular fitness is about mechanical movement of the muscles. So what we do on a machine, lifting weights, a chest press, or, you know, whatever the machine is, mechanically moving the muscle is going to increase your cardiovascular fitness. Even when you're done with the exercise, your heart is still going to be benefiting from that cardiovascular fitness that you've just built into your routine.
So did you ever have anybody wear like one of those little Fitbits?
Oh, yeah. Lots of people come in and wear them. Yeah, sure.
Oh, and what does it, like, what does it weigh or measure? Because I've never,
It measures their heartbeat. It measures how many, you know, calories they burn.
Well, how many calories do they burn during your workout?
I have no idea. I never asked.
Oh.
my personal experience and the experience of everything I've learned about doing this for the last 7 years is you work hard at what you do. You work until you can no longer lift that weight. And that sets off a chain reaction in your body. Your body says, I don't know what that level of stress is, but I'm going to add more muscle and more conditioning to support that muscle so that if I ever have this level of stress again, I'm prepared for it.
Rick, how did this program Go ahead, finish.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry, Bob. Go ahead.
Oh, I can tell you some other things that happen, okay? Like, I've been pretty much working out my whole entire life, right? Mm-hmm. With your program, another benefit was yoga is so much easier no matter what pose or what situation I'm in, even some of the more challenging poses. And also, I'm an avid rollerblader, and I've never been able to blade as fluent and strong as I can now. And I know that it's directly a result of this 20 minutes a week spent with you for the last year and a half.
Sure, you're building muscle, and that powers everything. And then you go out and you do the rollerblading, which is a specific skill set that you're developing, but now you've got the strength to do it and do it even better.
Oh, I can't believe the difference. It's like, It's almost as if I bladed for years on end, 20 years, and all of a sudden now it's like a completely different experience, but yoga, I can say the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, Rick, I'm going to cover Brittany's ears, and I'd like you to tell me and everybody else how well she's doing and beyond.
She's doing phenomenal. I mean, the progress that she's made since she's come, she's probably increased the amount of weight she's pushing by probably 70% since she started.
Were you shocked when she leg pressed almost 600 pounds?
No, because I saw it progressing from maybe 250, 300, 350, and she just kept going and going and going and going. So when she got to 580, where she was last week, it was like, every week I'm seeing an improvement. Every week I'm seeing, more and more strength, more and more strength. So it's, I'm pleased with the results. Right. I'm delighted with it.
So based on Rick's program, 20 minutes a week working out, will make a lot of progress. I want to know how you got started in this. Where did you discover this program?
I discovered this program through working with my spiritual teacher, Sai Ma. I was in a workshop with her, and she had recommended this form of exercise. She had heard about it and had started doing it and recommended it as a very safe, effective way to build strength, get blood circulating in the brain so that the brain functions at a higher level. So I started looking into it because at that time I was trying to get to the gym like everybody else, believing I had to go 3 or 4 days a week, getting there once, maybe once and a half a week, and then started doing this and once a week for 20 minutes, and I saw results very quickly. And
now,
so
Rick,
I did it.
Mm-hmm. We have to take a break, but I want to hear about how you beat cancer. I know that you had cancer, and it's a very interesting story. So when we come back, Rick is going to talk to us about that really important stuff. Britt's got your number. You're listening to us. If you want to contact Britt, BrittYoga@gmail.com.
Or BrittsGotYourNumber.com. And how about, Rick, could we hear your website?
Sure. My website is Studio2020Fitness.com. That's
great.
Number 2020, studio2020fitness.com.
Great. Rick's going to talk about his experience with cancer and how he beat it next.
Quit the job.
Say what?
Quit the job.
No.
Quit the job.
They got nice buns now.
Quit the job.
I'm making good dough.
Quit the job. Quit the job.
I can't play on Friday.
Quit the job.
You see, we're getting late.
I'm Britt, and I'm the queen of numbers. My readings are insightful, accurate, and spot on. My website is BrittsGotYourNumber.com. Get a hold of me for a truly life-changing reading.
can say anything that you like. You can try to be cool.
You're listening to Brit's Got Your Number. I'm Bob Wolf.
And I'm Brit.
And how to reach Brit, 518-859-2116. Or BritYoga@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or BritScottYourNumbers.com.
Right.
And you can book a personal numerology reading, which is very insightful and will help do many things, including starting a path for you or a direction for you if you're confused about where you could, where you should be going.
Very much so.
Yeah. All right, Rick is on the line. Rick is a certified personal trainer that Brit uses. He also has quite an interesting story. Rick, you tell us a little bit about the cancer and what you did to beat it.
Sure, sure. At the end of 2014, I started experiencing a lot of pain in my back. Went to the doctors. They sent me to PT and everything else, and nothing seemed to work. Started losing a lot of weight. Had some blood tests, and they diagnosed me with cancer. Bone marrow cancer got into my bones, created a lot of problems in my back. And went through the traditional path of chemo and all of that. But all through that, I kept working out. I knew I had to keep active. I knew I had to keep working out. I went through what they call stem cell transplant in 2016.
Wow.
Heavy-duty chemo. Went through that. I was basically in quarantine for 3 months. I lost about 25 pounds, got down to about 115 pounds, not a muscle on my body at that point. As soon as I was able to, I started exercising again and built my body back up very quickly. Did a lot of research about exercise and cancer and found out, you know, how important it is. Even if you're doing chemo, even if you've got cancer, you've got to exercise. It just does amazing things for your body. Over the last year, I've really changed my diet significantly. I've eliminated wheat, dairy, sugar, corn,
wow,
soy, taking supplements, and I stopped taking chemo treatments back last March, and I'm doing really well. My blood work shows all my organs are functioning well, everything's doing well, and I feel great. But it took a radical change in my lifestyle in terms of food, but I never stopped working out. As soon as I could, I started working out again. And, you know, the research shows that,
yep,
people with cancer that work out,
yep,
50% less recurrence if they exercise. Life expectancy goes up 12 years if they exercise.
Wow.
So it's so critical for people that have cancer or any chronic disease to exercise. And the beauty of the exercise program I use is it's so safe, and we can work at any level of where anybody comes in. I've got cancer survivors that come in that can't even lift 20 pounds. 2 months later, they're lifting 60. You know, it's just amazing what it does.
That is incredible. In your numerology chart, you have a challenge. It's an underground type of challenge, Rick, and it is of physical consequences. This is a number that's going to bring physical consequences to a forefront, all kinds of physical challenges. Some have no explanation, but they have to be dealt with anyway. And it can be, you know, things like a reoccurring backache, or with this type of number, your body is going to be highly attuned to teaching you things.
Mm-hmm.
And, there's another balance situation in your chart where these types of physical consequences actually wound up creating balance for you. So I personally, you know, I've watched you grow just like you have watched me progress. And it's amazing that you're so tuned into your numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You're, you know, it's like a, you know, Mac or PC, you know, what are you? And these numbers that you have are so accurate, and especially just hearing you explain this program to Bob, you are a natural teacher.
Yeah.
And that is also another attribute of this particular number. So it's really amazing to me. And that's why I asked you to be on the show, because you're so attuned to your numbers. And of course, I love what you do. And I think everybody should come and see you and experience this firsthand without guessing what it's really like.
And on that note, Rick, give out your contact information so people can get a hold of you.
Sure. I'm at 518-487-4482. My email is rick@studio2020fitness.com. The website is studio2020fitness.com. And I want to say one last thing. You know, Britt, you've done this exercise. You know how intense it is. You know, you give it your full focus. That changes the brain as well, because every week you go in there and you push yourself as hard as you can for 20 minutes. And that creates neural pathways in the brain that when you're faced with challenges, you just take a breath and you say, you know what, I can do this. And it changes how you see life and how you see yourself moving through your life.
Rick, I got to tell you, you had me. It only takes 20 minutes. I'm in. Rick Berman, thank you so much for coming on. We're definitely going to have you on.
Yeah,
you
guys. Thanks, Rick.
Thank you so much.
Really great stuff.
Y'all,
our pleasure. Fascinating guy.
I'll see you this week.
Yes, you will. All right, coming up, Dan Logan. Dan Logan is a psychic. He has been one for...
unlike no other.
Dan is very gifted and has very strong opinions about various things. And we have a long history together.
Oh, yeah, you sure do.
So we're going to talk to Dan Logan coming up in just a little bit. I want to remind you, too, if you'd like a numerology reading from Britt, you can go to brittsgotyournumber.com or email her at brittyoga@gmail.com or call at 518-859-2116. I'm Bob Wolf, her co-host. We're going to come back with Dan Logan next on Britt's Got Your Number.
Say what?
Quit the job.
No.
Quit the job.
They got nice buns now.
Quit the job.
I'm making good dough.
Quit the job. Quit the job.
I can't play on Friday.
Quit the job.
You see, we're getting late.
Quit the job.
I'm Britt, and I'm the queen of numbers. My readings are insightful, accurate, and spot on. My website is brittsgotyournumber.com. Get a hold of me for a truly life-changing reading.
You can say anything that you like. You can try to be cool.
Britt's Got Your Number. I'm Bob Wolf, Brittany Johnson.
I'm Britt.
You are indeed. I actually saw your ID. Joining us on the phone is a guy I've known for a while. He's a very talented psychic and a very fun person to talk to. Dan Logan. Daniel, are you with us?
Hey, buddy. How are you guys?
Good, Dan.
Fabulous. I'm so glad you're here.
I'm so glad you're there.
So, Dan, I know who you are. Give us a little bit of background on yourself.
Are we on the air?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
Logan, you're hilarious.
I know I'm hilarious. Yes. What, you want to know my background?
Yes. Tell us a little about you.
You mean my credentials?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a psychic. I've been a psychic since I'm a child. My mother was very psychic. Mm-hmm. It's over 40 years. Can you imagine, Robert?
Wow.
So what has happened is that I'll give you the short list. I have been on The Tonight Show and The Late Show. I have lectured about my work and demonstrated my ESP at Carnegie Hall in New York City and Town Hall in New York City. I have written 6 very successful books, 3 of which were national and international bestsellers. I have been on the Bob Wolf Show in Poughkeepsie for a 10-year period every Thursday morning, Barbit.
And of course, you mentioned that last.
Yeah.
Well, you save the last, you save the best for the last.
Yeah, all right. That's very sweet.
And then I traveled up to Albany to do your show in Albany for a long period of time.
We love
having
you
on. That's part of my resume, but that's who I am.
Now, you did a reading for Britt just a little while ago. Why don't you, Britt, why don't you tell us a little bit about your experience being read by Dan?
I have to say that it was absolutely, I can think of nothing else but mind-blowing. It was that good. Spot on.
Especially about the book you're going to write.
Well,
I'm going to pester you about that. You started it, and I saw it without your saying anything, and
it was the first thing that Dan said, and I do have a very good chunk of it on my iPad. And it's just so cool that you just went right in on it. I love it.
She's been thinking about that, Dan, for a while.
I know, and you never, Bob, you never told me anything about it, neither did she. But that's neither, I don't have to prove what I do. But the fact is, I want her to, this is going to be a huge bestseller. And she said she put it aside, and I'm saying, do it. It's now. It's going to be, you have to do it now. Work on it an hour or two a day, which she promised me she would do.
Oh, yeah. I'm a completer. It's my numerology. I always finish things.
Oh, yeah. She's absolutely right about that. And God forbid you don't finish things.
There's
Hilton.
Uh-oh.
That's the problem with people that always finish things. They notice.
They notice if other people don't.
Well, but you know, Bob, maybe you and I are the kind of people who finish things that we really love and want to do.
No, that's true.
And that we're sure is going to be okay.
So now, Dan, what else in reading Brittany did you discover? Because I asked her how the reading
was. He wants to know about my love life, and I won't tell him a word.
Well, tell me about her love life.
I told her big secrets about her love life, Robin.
Did you really?
Of course.
No, you didn't.
Yes, he did, and he's been bugging me ever since.
Well, wait a minute. About those three guys that she's been dating and nobody knows about it?
What?
You're not supposed to.
It's a joke, Bob. It's a joke.
This show was called Brit's Got Your Number. Now it's going to be called Dial Tone. No.
Don't get paranoid, Bob.
No, I won't.
Bob and paranoia?
Now, you know, if I could be, I'm a little paranoid. Britt has also experienced that. If you could tell listeners and Britt something surprising about me, because we asked this question of each other earlier, what about me would be shocking to Britt?
Wait, say that in English. What?
What about me? How well you know me would be a surprise to Britt, something about me. It's like we shared earlier that.
Well, the problem is she knows everything about you.
That's pretty much true. I shared earlier that one of my favorite TV shows is.
Say yes to the dress.
Say what? Say yes to who?
Say yes to the dress.
It's a show where brides-to-be come in and pick out their wedding gown.
Bob
right?
loves to watch.
Oh, yeah, that Bob, that's your favorite show?
Yeah.
He loves it. He gets a big
plate. Oh, my God.
Potato chips.
I sit there and I go, how could you wear that?
Robin, do you have a hidden wedding dress in your closet?
Well, I don't. Although
don't get one, I'll be very disappointed.
No, don't worry. I won't. I've never had an experience.
Where you wanted to cross dress?
No.
Really?
No.
I thought everybody tried it.
No.
Never. I've never tried it. I wouldn't want to cross dress.
No, I mean I've seen me in a wig. I hosted an all women's comedy show with me in a wig and a dress.
You look like Maude.
I was the ugliest woman you've ever seen. Literally, I scared myself. So tell me a little bit more about Britt and this book.
There's nothing to tell. It's going to be a bestseller, and I just need to finish it. What else is there to tell?
Well, I told her in the beginning that I saw. I said, "Are you writing a book?" She said, "I finished a book." I said, "No, it's not that book. It's another book." And she said, "Yes, I have information." I said, "Well, I have a title for a chapter for you, or maybe the book. I'm not sure." And it was going taking your pathway on a spiritual level through numbers. And that's what this book is going to be about.
Mm-hmm.
Because numbers.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She was very happy with my numbers in, as far as my birth date. So I have 2, 2, 4, you know, 4, 8. I mean, it's like.
Let's do a little. Britt's going to do a little of your numbers right now.
Yeah, your strength is a number that's really spiritually excellent. So that's how you get your strength in this world. It's by elevating the human spirit on every level. And it makes you strong when you're in situations where you're presented with ups and downs.
Yeah, I really, confrontation, which I try to avoid, but I can be very good. And I'm not, you know, in arguments and discussions, but I try my best not to be a bully, you know.
But your childhood, it was very hard for you to be confrontational. It was extremely hard in your childhood to be a leader.
Oh, definitely, because I was always beat down by my parents.
Right. So
I had a serious alcoholic father, and my mother, God bless her, who was really a good soul, but she was brought up in the Czech Republic and was sort of backward in a lot of ways about how to raise children.
In your 50s.
Use the strap, use the stick, use the strap.
Yeah. In your 50s, you had a big, huge takeaway with money that then came back. So something happened in your life where a lot of money went away.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That is true. So because I was a little too generous with friends and people and certain people who were trying to take advantage of me that I found out after the fact. And, you know, I'm sort of like you, Brett. I know that you're a giver, and I know Bob is a giver. Bob, we're going to talk about Robert right now.
Okay.
Is a guy who, in some ways, he's too trusting, and he lets people into his life whom he shouldn't.
I agree.
And he's done that on the air a number of times, and people take advantage of, you know, Bob had a great show down in Poughkeepsie. And he was the reason everybody listened to this show, although some of his cohorts on that show thought otherwise.
See, I have tons of respect for the cohorts on that show and what they added to it. But what I will take credit for is painting the can.
Excuse me, stop for a minute. Without you there, people would not have listened to that show.
Well, I appreciate that, Dan, and I'm not trying to...
I'm not saying that. I'm not kissing behind or anything, Bob. I mean,
right. No.
Too old to do that. But you have to understand, I think in some ways you're your own worst enemy. You have a problem about self-awareness of who you are.
Oh, that's... I've had low self-esteem. I know it's hard to imagine because I come across it being somewhat gregarious. But
well, you do, but you do have that, and you let some people lead the way and who were actually jealous of you, and you're not even aware of that. And I don't think that's a good thing, maybe, because you're not suspicious and going, oh, that one's trying to do me in, or,
sure.
Or they want to do something better. There were people on that show who were riding on your coattails, period.
All right, well, let's give out Dan's number. If you want to book a reading with Dan, you can reach him by phone.
Yeah, I highly recommend it. It was... And we didn't just talk about my book that I'm working on. We talked about a lot of other very specific things that are happening right now. And I would just say, just if you've tried other psychics or mediums, give Dan a try. You would not regret it.
845-338-4231. And, you know, when I was with Britt, she was in a laundromat doing her laundry, and your name just popped into my head, and I said, you'd make a great guest.
Yeah.
And apparently, the day before that, because Dan and I had not spoken for a while.
Yeah, he was calling one of your old radio stations where you were on.
I was trying to track you down for like 3 days, and I'm going, who do I call next? What do I do, you know? And what was her name, that lady you were up in Albany with?
Oh, Ellen.
Ellen Z. I couldn't get her anywhere. And I said, something's going on. I got to get in touch with Bob. And the next morning, you call.
And you want to know something else? I'm going to throw this in. So sometimes I do psychic fairs. And, you know, whoever is going to read at my psychic fair that I'll put on, I always have to look at their numbers. Because there's certain aspects that really give me an indication how legitimate the person is. And just so you know, you not only have that set up in one place, but you have it in three. You are the real deal.
Well, I will come on to your psychic fair and be a guest.
Oh, I would love that. You could be a speaker.
There you go.
Yeah. Dan, that would be great. You know what I do want to do, if that's okay with you and Britt, because we haven't discussed this previously, is let's take a quick break. And when we come back, I'd like you to just give us a little bit of psychic input on what's going on in the world right now.
You want to go there. Okay.
Well, Dan has always been very good at seeing things like that.
Okay, that sounds great.
So we'll get into that next. Dan Logan is our guest. You're listening to Britt's Got Your Number. My name is Bob Wolf. Brittany Johnson's here with me. And you can reach her to book a reading at BrittYoga@gmail.com. Quick break and then more from Dan.
Quit the job.
Say what?
Quit the job.
No.
Quit the job.
They got nice buns now.
Quit the job.
I'm making good dough.
Quit the job. Quit the job.
I can't play on Friday.
Quit the job.
You see, we're getting late.
I'm Britt, and I'm the queen of numbers. My readings are insightful, accurate, and spot on. My website is brittsgotyournumber.com. Get a hold of me for a truly life-changing reading.
You can say anything that you like. You can try to be.
Dan?
Yes.
Yes. So?
Are we on?
We're on.
All right. I want to talk about, you know, on your show, way, way back, I think 1996, you were there, right?
Yep, I was.
Do you remember when I predicted that we were talking that, I think the day before, there was the first attack on the World Trade Center?
Yeah, I do remember.
And I made a prediction on your show that they would come back and finish the job. You remember that?
No, that I don't, but my memory is, you know, not as good as it used to be.
Okay,
as Britt rolls her eyes.
Well, that was one of the things.
Every day is a new day for Bobby. It's like the memory bank gets cleared.
Well, yeah.
We start all over.
So, you know, that
means
every day.
Okay, Bob, I'm going to let you know right now that you're talking to Dan Logan, in case you forgot over the past.
Oh, no, I'm so glad, Frank Logan, that you're on with us.
By the way, I have a website, too, so you can go there, folks. It's dan-logan.com.
Say it again.
Dan-Logan.com.
Okay, great.
All right, so you did make some predictions then, but how about now? What do you see coming now? I mean, we've had some very tragic and unfortunate things happen. You know, people are very – I have to tell you, when I saw what was going on, when this story broke about those 17 kids, and this has never happened to me before, when they said that there was a shooter at the school – I was just transfixed and praying that nobody got killed. And, of course, that wasn't the case.
Right.
But, yeah, it was awful. I had a reaction to it. So tell me, Dan, what do you think?
Look, these kids have been, you know, the survivors have been on the air and marching on Washington. This is I will tell you, and I've said this before, this new generation of kids who are in high school are going to change this country around totally. Now, I'm not politicizing anything. I voted for Republicans in the past, and I voted for Democrats, so I'm not politicizing everything. But I will make a prediction: within the next 6 months, there will be a new president of the United States.
Wow. Really?
Maybe 6 to 8 months, yeah. Hello, are you guys there?
Yeah, that's incredible.
Look, it's going to be, you know, that having a president being changed right now is really, that can be as tough as anything else, because this is a very difficult time, but we're going through it and we will survive. I mean,
well, his numbers would support that movement anyway. Donald's numbers would support that. So there you go.
So I think we're headed for, you know, a very positive time. I think people are exhausted from this whole rigmarole of whatever is going on, which seems to be never ending, but it will come to an end.
You know, Dan, I want to ask, we're talking about good things and bad things. I wanted to ask Britt, numerology speaking, are there such a thing as bad numbers and good numbers?
Not at all. It's the exchange of information, just like words. Words have numerology and information in them too. And one word, when it's said a certain way, amplifies power, if you will, in directions. The best example is somebody like musician Yanni. You know who Yanni is?
Yeah, of course. Yep.
Okay, so he made a collection of different sounds from across the world and blended it. Now, that's one of his strong numbers. And he also has the number that will finish something and put his own stamp on it. Now, let's just suppose those numbers weren't cooperating. You would have Yanni endlessly searching and never finishing, and then you could have the other extreme where he just never puts anything together. It's all about the spectrum. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do. Makes sense.
And I wanted to add something interesting. I hope it's interesting anyway. Everything in the world can be broken down into numbers. This is what some of your listeners might say, oh, it's numerology, but everything. When you pick up a DVD
60 seconds.
Or a CD, it is all numbers. It's not music that's on there. They're numbers.
The music is
broken down into numbers.
And speaking of numbers, because we got a wrap.
Yeah, we got a wrap.
Dan Logan, call him for a reading, 845-338-4231.
We'll have you on again.
Thank you, Dan. And Britt Johnson, brittyoga@gmail.com.
It's always about the numbers.